Now, the KTRS Radiothon to support the Backstoppers continues on the Big 550 and KTRS.com. This hour of the 6th annual KTRS Radiothon is brought to you by Mamas on the Hill, Lordo's Diamonds, Altair Travel and Cruises. Thank you for your generous support of the Backstoppers. To make a donation, go to KTRS.com and click on the Backstoppers logo.
And now, here is McGraw-Millhaven, Rose Dalton, and Carl the Intern on KTRS.
Let's go to Kirkwood and Glendale and check in with Chief Jim Silvernail, a Backstoppers family friend, board member, and representative. Chief, welcome to the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, McGraw. How are you this morning?
Good. How are things in your world this morning?
They're cold, but they're good. They're really good.
Well,
so thank you for having me on this morning.
You betcha. We're here to talk about Backstoppers and talk about the front line. Talk about the guys and the gals and the people who know that when they're leaving on a call, they don't know if they're coming back, but they do know that St. Louis has their back. God forbid something were to happen.
Oh, absolutely. You know, our people are the best. Our men and women who are out there doing it every day know the risks that are, you know, assumed with our job. And they know that from day one. They know that any day that they go out there, they don't know what they're going to see, but it could mean risking their lives. However, you know, with the Backstoppers, which is just an organization that is, it cannot be matched in our area or any area throughout the country, they are there to support these men and women in the case that that does happen, to take care of their families. You know, the Backstoppers know that we can't take the sorrow and the pain out of, you know, the tragedies that might, you know, overcome, that we might experience. However, there is some relief knowing that our families will be taken care of in that instance.
We were talking earlier this morning to Elena Kova, who is the surviving spouse of Captain Jim Kova, who was a firefighter in Afton. And she said something really interesting. She said it wasn't just the money, but she said it was the attention to detail about how you gave her the money. You found a longtime family friend who was able to sort of give her the money, and that meant more than the money, because the money was important, but it was how it was given, knowing that what a sensitive time it was. I thought that was really interesting.
You know, the public service in general, public safety in general, is a family affair. We are all family, and that's what this is about, and that's what Backstoppers is rooted in. It's not just the money. It's the care. It's the concern. But, you know, we were able to find people that were very close to her on our board, Chief Mike Krause. I don't know if she mentioned Chief's name, but he was able to go into their time of need and really, you know, give them the comfort and support that they needed in that terrible time of tragedy.
Yeah, we were talking to Larry O'Toole earlier, and he said that there's a 101-year-old spouse of a first responder who is still being helped out by Backstoppers. So when Backstoppers says the spouse is taken care of for life, they mean it.
That is absolutely true. You know, we've been around since 1959, and we haven't forgotten anybody, and we take care of our own. You know, if you are a firefighter, a police officer, an EMS worker, and this happens to you in our region, we're going to be there for you for life.
Also the kids, too, right, up and through college.
Absolutely. You know, when you have this tragedy, like I said, we can't take care of all the pain and sorrow that you're feeling. But the one thing we can do is relieve the burden of any type of financial responsibility that you might have, and that includes education. So, you know, any dependent child will be taken care of all the way through their educational needs throughout until, you know, as long as they want, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the great benefits.
Chief Jim Silvernail, talk about the area, because it's not just St. Louis. It is the greater St. Louis metropolitan region on both sides of the river.
Yeah, it even goes further than that, McGraw. We cover 28 counties in Missouri and Illinois, going all the way down to Cape Girardeau. So we even extend past where people might be able to hear the show, which is phenomenal. We've seen the need of, you know, our public safety first responder family goes much deeper. And, you know, if we have the means, we're going to try to make that work.
That's good stuff, Chief Jim Silvernail. Look, one-time donations, annual memberships, monthly memberships, right? There's a million different ways to support Backstoppers.
Absolutely. You know, if you want to become a member of this great, fantastic organization, there's a way to do that. But just because you're not a member doesn't mean you're going to receive the benefits if you're a first responder, and we want people to know that. But also, if you have care and concern for your first responders, you too can become a member, or you can also make the donations like you've stated.
You got to go to KTRS.com and click on the Backstoppers logo and follow it from there. Chief Jim Silvernail, thanks for checking in. Thanks for all you do. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, McGraw.
You got it. Earlier, last hour, Hackett Security announced that they have an anonymous donor that is going to donate 3 to 1 for every dollar that is donated between now and the end of the show, which is 10 o'clock. For every dollar that is donated, they will add an extra 3 for a total of 4. So if you're planning on donating, might as well do it sooner rather than later and get that extra donation from that anonymous donor courtesy of Hackett Security. So go to KTRS.com, click on the Backstoppers logo, follow the prompts, and you've done your duty for the day. And the cops and the firefighters and the first responders will know that the community's got their back. Big 550 KTRS.